broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Welcome to Sports Talk. Harold is at the baseball banquet, I believe, and he'll be along shortly. And Bob is at a meeting, and he probably will not be in tonight. And we will be joined in a little while by Mr. Jeff Hobbs, and he'll be talking about the big demo derby things that they have going on Independence Day weekend at the Lima the Allen County Fairgrounds, and there'll be a country concert type of thing going on with that, and so it's going to be a pretty big deal, and he'll fill us in. We've talked to him a couple of other times, but we want to make sure everybody knows about this. It is more or less a combination of a whole bunch of demo derby things to make it one big state championship with a big, big payout for the winner instead of a little money here and there and almost getting by. The winners will get some real money. I believe it's in the $40,000 to $50,000 range instead of a few hundred here and there. So we'll be talking with him about that. And as I said, Harold will be coming along a little later. I want to talk a little bit of Indians baseball here in a minute, but I want to get to the Midwest Athletic Conference baseball and softball all-conference teams. So for Fort Recovery on the first team, Brenna Homan and Jackie Homan were Fort Recovery representatives on the first team, and that's not a surprise to anybody. Second team was Chloe Grizzy and Sophie Pearson, and honorable mention was Kenzie Garkey. So those congratulations to them. And Brenna Homan was the MAC Softball Player of the Year. No big surprise there, except that a lot of times it only will go to a player from the championship. We were in a second place tie with Coldwater. And Minster's softball coach, Rob Himmelgarn, was the coach of the year. And they had a record of 6-1. Rob has been a frequent guest on our show from time to time with Bubba and Fee, so we're glad that he was able to do that. And congratulations to them and the entire Minster team, and good luck to them on down the tournament trail. They have probably what it takes to really get a pretty good ways into the tournament. And I see Jeff Hobbs is here with us now. Hi, Jeff.
How are we doing, Spencey?
Doing pretty well. I was going over the softball and baseball MAC all-conference teams. And we went through softball, and, of course, Brenna Homan was the player of the year. Baseball, Ryan Post made our first team. I was the only Indian to make first team. And Brock Deuce and Daniel Patch made the second team. And Dylan Evers made honorable mention. So those, and Reese Dellinger from Coldwater and Mitchell Hayes from New Bremen were co-players of the year. And Coach Brian Harmert and Coldwater from Coldwater and Coach Chad Wells of New Bremen were the co-coaches of the year, as their teams were co-champions at 7-2, Coldwater and New Bremen. So that's kind of the all-conference things. And I think Harold will be along in a little bit whenever the baseball banquet gets done. So,
well, you know, it's not good when you have Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee and there's no Bubba and Fee.
Yeah.
And I tweeted today because I heard the mayor was supposed to make a trip in here.
He said he might.
He might. Well, yep. I can't give a guy credit.
Well, he has a meeting.
a meeting? Yeah, I mean, well, what's he think? He's a mayor or something?
Yeah,
I mean,
and it is an important one. It's the ambulance district meeting that they're talking about. You know, we've just voted to have a new ambulance district in southern Mercer County, and that's one of the meetings. So he might be along later too.
Well, that's big. I mean, you know, if you and me go down, you know, and need an ambulance, that's probably a big meeting. So I'm glad he's there, and we got a chance to. If you saw my tweet today, I'm going to get a chance to second hour. You know, we always kind of we've talked Derby a lot, getting ready for King of Ohio, and we get Dustin Woods will join us. But then, kind of a neat treat, you'll get a chance to see at the break the two youngsters that had come on last 2 weeks ago. We had Clark Manson on, and you enjoyed mm-hmm. that because you remember his 5-year-old was bouncing on the bed,
and
he was playing dad at home. And but Natalia Taylor and Knox Morris are going to join us tonight from Nashville.
Oh.
And Knox Morris, you may or may not recognize that name. He's a Tri-Village graduate, mm-hmm. and he was a mediocre golfer, but a great kid. And actually, so he played number two, so he played with Jackson for two years and got a chance to follow him and meet his dad. His dad's the middle school principal at Tri-Village, and there's a whole crew of people, New Madison way, they're listening to Sports Talk tonight, and they want to hear Knox. And neat kid, and again, just kind of following his dreams. And he was actually a finalist. He got to the final cut before going on TV for American Idol. And
oh,
so
that's pretty good.
He's really good.
He's youngish.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He's 22. He's same age as Jackson. And so he's been in Nashville for a year and a half. Meets this little girl, Natalia Taylor. She's from Nashville and mm-hmm. real cutie, neat kid. And he's actually got more of an indie pop type sound. I mean, mm-hmm. People that listen at home are familiar with some of those, the new wave music where there's a rap singer and then somebody sings like mm-hmm. one of the, and he's been that guy that's been on a couple hits that have made the radio. And so really good sound. She's a more of a country music singer and a cute couple. And so they're fired up about being on tonight. And so we'll get to talk a little Demolition Derby and talk with Knox. And you know, the funny thing is I know that, like I said, I talked to dad. Dad's the middle school principal at Tri-Village.
Yeah.
So people are listening, New Madison way.
Those are good people.
That's
one of my favorite places.
100%. Very similar to Fort. I mean, it's just that same type community. Yep. Sports is everything. They love their kids. They love their sports and pride and just, the wear. They're you know, the Patriots, and they wear their red, white, and blue. And you know, just like we wear the purple. I mean, it's just big time. But, we were playing, and he played with Jackson, I think, at least four times during their careers. And we got to know each other a little bit, and he was not a great golfer, but really funny. I mean, just a neat kid, had a great personality. And so he finds out that I'm Jackson's dad, and you're not really supposed to talk to the players on the course, but he just never shut up. So he's talking, and he goes, "Hey, did you ever have a talk with your son that because you're the principal's kid, you can't get in trouble?" And I said, "Yes." He goes, "Okay, just want to check and make sure, because my dad's had that talk with me at least three times during my career." So good chance to do that. And Redlegs, no score right now. Listen to that on the way over. They need to get back on the winning side of things. Lost two in a row to the Giants, and no score in the fifth inning in Cincinnati right now. And they play 12:35 tomorrow, so business day special to try to hopefully maybe find a way to get a sweep with the Giants.
Yep. So they're back in Cincinnati.
They are in Cincinnati.
The end of that big road trip.
Yep.
And good for them.
And the Reds. I mean, I was listening. Actually, the Cowboys said the last six series is the Reds have either split the series or won the series. So they've been playing a little bit better, but can't get Castillo to get a win. I mean, that guy's. Jackson and I were talking. We played a few holes of golf tonight after school, and the guy's got some of the best stuff in baseball, and he's 1-6.
Yeah.
So it's like it's crazy.
Yeah.
But
how is Jackson doing with his school? Is that
he's doing well?
Being over
actually,
for the year.
No, it is. He's got a week left, and baseball ended. And he was the varsity assistant baseball coach at Northmont, and got his first year in the books of being a fourth grade intervention specialist, and going to get named head golf coach here in the next week.
That's
so
great.
For next year. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. So he's excited. He liked it a lot, and it was really good. Good situation. He's still living at home, so it's about a 30 mile drive, so it's not bad at all.
So did they have in-person or hybrid or online?
No, they started hybrid. Then they started hybrid, and then they came back, and they've been back since the first of the year full in-person, and so it's been really good.
And that's all through their school system, high school and...
Yeah, and their hybrid was every other day, and then teachers worked on Fridays, and so everybody did online on Friday, and so a lot of that, and you know, with being an intervention specialist, he had about 10 kids on his list that he was responsible for, and you go into the regular classroom with them, and then you do a little little bit of pull out and write their IEPs. And so a lot of times he was home doing online stuff with these kids and mm-hmm. having Zoom meetings with them. And it was neat. He's funny because he, all growing up playing baseball on the road, Jackson was always the favorite of the little brothers and sisters. They just loved. Yep. Now, the only little brother that didn't like him was his own. So, I mean, so, you know, that Kurt Hobbs, the people at Kurt Hobbs was not a fan of his big brother. Now, everybody else's big brother and sister loved them some Jackson Hobbs. So, but it was good. So he's done good. It's been a good fit being in elementary and then being able to coach at the high school level. So kind of getting a chance to get your fill of being around high school kids as well. But, it's been good. And actually, Alexis Hobbs, she signed her first contract, and she's going to be a fourth grade teacher, regular ed teacher at Yellow Springs next year. Going to be a Bulldog down in Antioch way. So, yeah, so
that's a little too far.
Yeah,
but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's a cute little town. I mean, town. And Yellow Springs is again a little on the alternative left side from time to time,
they're good people.
No, and again, neat little school. I mean, again, D4 type situation, mm-hmm. small D3 in a couple sports, but again, teaching fourth grade, and she's excited for first interview, first job. So it's pretty cool. I mean, both my kids have one interview each, which if you'd have said that about Lexi, no problem. But you said that about Jackson, shocker. But again, so both of them got a job.
Not to me.
Both of them, you know, well, there's a handful of people that listen to this show that big Jackson Hobbs fans. But they ought to be Alexis Hobbs fans. So,
well, we are that too. For
pretty,
sure.
Pretty cool for Brennan Holman. That's big time. Yeah. I mean, you know, really neat tweet this week with a nice picture of her, you know, coming out from behind the plate and with her stats on it. And again, disappointing that their season ended sooner than it probably should have. But again, Brennan, what a great career and a really, really great senior year. Very memorable. And I mean, I actually retweeted, so I don't know if you saw it this week, a nice picture of her and Will. And I said, hey, good looking. Yeah, that's a stud athlete in that picture. And then I put, Will's not too bad either. You know, I got about 30 likes and retweets on that. I'm sure all, you know, Toddy and the whole Holman crowd, they were loving that because, you know, I say she's the cutest, the smartest, and the most athletic of the Holman family. So,
and I believe that when she was in the seventh or eighth grade and Will was setting state records and player of the year in the state, you said that's nice, but Brenna's the best athlete in the family.
Exactly. I mean, she got the best of both worlds. She got a little athleticism and she got mom's looks. So I mean, you know, it's a win. Brenna's a cutie and really happy for her and congratulations. I mean, Coach Den had a good year and they really ended sooner than they wanted it to, but bottom line is they had a nice year and Brenna had an unbelievable year, very memorable.
And there's a lot of momentum going forward with she's the only senior
on
the team.
And that's pretty cool. I mean, there's good young players, and there's good young players in you know, all the way through. And we talked about this 5 years ago when we left, you know, the best of the, you know, again, and when we left, it was like, you won a state football championship, you went to the state in baseball 2 years in a row, and we said, hey, you know what? The best is coming. The best is coming. There's so many good kids here now. And the beautiful thing is that the Fort kind of finally got to the point where they understood that the way that the MAC got great.
Yeah.
You know, the great kids came back here and they're raising their kids here now. And again, it's just going to keep getting better because I laugh at some of these kids. There are probably 40 kids of former athletes and great kids that I had and that are in that 2, 3, 4, 5 year old age group. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I laugh because, you know, we give Pork a hard time and he deserves it. But you know, I said he and
Erica.
Yeah. That's called job security for the principal because, you know, his kids are going to roll through Fort Recovery and they're going to live in the, and they can say, you're Pork's son. You know, you're Pork's kid. Yeah. It is what it is. But, same way for Sammy and Dr. Kanapke. I mean, those kids are going to be ornery. I mean, they get that from Grandpa too. So,
well, that whole crew of that Erica kind of babysits for, Ross Wendell's kid, Tiny Dilworth's kid,
100%.
They are going to be full of mischief, and they are going to be.
But they're going to be competitive as heck. They're going to be athletic. Awesome, they're going to play. Kids. They're going to grow up in the sack. They're going to grow up on the field.
Yep. And every one of them just loves sports.
No, and with moms and dads who love it and live it, and you know, and so that's what made this town great, and it's going to continue to just keep getting better. And you know, the facilities are unbelievable. We got a chance to do some neat things when we were here, and
Yeah.
With the sack and continuing to, you know, eventually the baseball field's going to be over with the softball field, and that's going to be unbelievable.
It's supposed to be finished by next spring, so we can play there.
Yeah, That'd be great. And it'll be disappointing, you know, bittersweet, because we loved, you know, playing downtown, and we, you know, did a lot of work there and did a lot of neat things. But, you know, moving out to the middle school, it'll just be a terrific facility. And now
the town is buying that facility.
Yeah, well, and
going to put it into youth sports.
No, which is terrific, because, you know, we never really had an Acme field. We had to play on the high school field, and we actually turned out to be a win for us. The one year we won like 18 or 19 games in junior Acme, and you're supposed to play shorter bases and shorter mound. Well, we played the shorter mound. We just put a plate in, but we didn't have base pegs, so we played the longer field, and heck, it was good for us, and we got better, and we won almost every game. So, RD's always talked about that, hey, you guys move it. We'll buy that facility, and that, you know, because it works for them anyway. They always had the salt piles out back and the water facility out back. And so it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, for a long time, most people had no idea who owned that facility.
Yep.
Figured it's probably the town because it's right there with all the rest of town property. And you know, back in the old days, the Legion team used to play there.
Yep.
So everything was played there, and everybody kind of assumed it belonged to the town.
But, well, it was neat, too. I mean, as the kids that went to the state, Jackson's group, and the year ahead of them, we started playing. We played a lot of night games in the summertime. We started, you know, when those kids were 13, 14 years old, we started playing night games because of the lights. Not a ton of people, but now the lights were not great, but they're okay.
Yeah.
We put some money into it and got them all working. And so it was cool. I mean, there's nothing better if you're a baseball person than playing about 2 weeks from now. You get into the 1st of June and start playing when it's warm out at night, and you can play till midnight. I mean, those guys that play softball and beer leagues, I mean, you just love playing at 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night under the lights.
And they want to play under the lights.
Yeah, it's cool. And so,
and the smaller leagues, we've just put lights on the second diamond at the pool park, but down here at Forsyth Park, that was a big deal when those little league kids got to play on that diamond under the lights. That's a big deal.
It is. And I mean, if you're a basketball guy or gal, there's nothing better than playing on the varsity floor, you know, getting out of the middle school gym and playing on the varsity floor. And so same thing with baseball. If you can play on the varsity field and play under the lights in the evening, it's a lot of fun and it's neat. And yeah, it's great for parents. I mean, you know, unless you want to go to bed and get some rest, but
when you're watching your kids do stuff,
for sure
life doesn't get better than that.
We'll tell you what, you pay some bills, we'll take a break and get back, and we'll get Fee in here sooner than later, and maybe the mayor will stop by, but if not, we're gonna do a little derby talk, and we'll just keep this wrap rolling. Sports Talk, Wayne Street Market. Give us a call if you want to. Hastings Auto Sales Line, 937-310-2781.
Yep, give us a call.
Giddy up.
If you want. That's on the Hastings Hotline. Back in a minute.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are 2 for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
On Tuesday, our Indians defeated the Ada Bulldogs in the sectional semifinals, and now they will travel to Crestview to take on the Knights in the sectional final game tomorrow night. The game will start at 5 p.m., so get your gang together and head to Convoy to cheer on our Indians as they continue on their tournament trail. But if you just can't get there in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back on Sports Talk without Bubba and Fee. We do have Jeff Hobbs.
Bubba and Fee less. Right? With the, you know, you English buffs, that L-E-S-S, you know, that end of it. But, again, yeah, you get a little hobby dog tonight, and hopefully maybe get joined by Big Fee here in a little bit, and maybe the mayor. And, again, appreciate you joining in tonight, and we're just kind of all over the place. We're going to get a little derby talk as we get later in the probably the second hour. I mean, we're going to get Dustin Woods calling us, and he's the owner-operator of Triple D Entertainment. And again, start talking about King of Ohio and coming up in July, and then get a chance. If you joined us 2 weeks ago, you got to hear from Clark Manson. He'll be the headliner for the King of Ohio Country Jam on Friday night, July the 2nd. And then we get to hear from some of the opening acts. We're going to hear from Nashville tonight, and maybe next week if I get to come back, maybe we'll bring Caitlin Schmidt on, because a lot of people in Mercer County love them some Caitlin Schmidt. And
her mom was a Webster from here in town.
Yep, and she's she's a teacher now, Julie Billenstein, and she's a teacher at Fort Recovery High School and does a terrific job. I had the good fortune of hiring that young lady, and she's an intervention specialist and does a fantastic job. And, I mean, again, Caitlin's been, it was funny because when I gave Clark Manson a call, and again, Clark is really, really good. I mean, you're going to love listening to me. You're going to be out of town, so you're not going to get to hear it, but he is really good. And if you listen to his music, you can get it all on Apple Music or any place you can download music, and you can, again, Apple Music. I listen to it all for free, but I told him that Caitlin Schmidt was one of the first people that I wanted it to be one of the opening acts, and he said, oh, I love Caitlin Schmidt. She is fantastic. I've worked with her. He had worked with her a couple times before she had opened for him a couple places, and so she, you know, actually, I called Caitlin before I called Clark, which was funny because, you know, when we agreed that we were going to do the concert, the Country Jam didn't have a name back then, but we knew the King of Ohio was coming to Lima 2-3-4 in a demolition derby, and I said, let's do a country concert. And then I said, hey, I reached out to Julie Billenstein. I said, Julie, I said, hey, you think Caitlin might want to open for Clark Manson? She goes, I can tell you the answer to that is 100% yes. And, you know, again, with coming off of COVID and where we've been the last 18 months in this chaotic, crazy world that we're living in right now, but Caitlin is fantastic, and there hasn't been a person that I've talked to that hasn't said, oh, I love Caitlin Schmidt. I love Caitlin Schmidt. And they've gotten a chance. She's played every honky tonk and local yokel, you know, within about a 100-mile radius of this place. And like I said, when you get Clark Manson to say, I love Caitlin Schmidt. So hopefully next week we get Caitlin Schmidt. But tonight, as we said, Knox Morris, who is a Tri-Village grad, and his girlfriend, Natalia Taylor, both are coming up from Nashville. They're both in Nashville. And Natalia has an EP out there, which he has two really good songs on that I like a lot. And then Knox is more of he's in Nashville, but, you know, you think country when you think Nashville. Yeah. But he's got a little more of that indie pop sound, but he is really, really good. And, again, got a chance to meet him when he was in high school playing golf with Jackson and being a Tri-Village Patriots. So get a chance, we'll hear from them in the second hour, and it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Now I was just sitting here, I've got my baseball sectional bracket in front of me here, and Indians beat Ada last night pretty easily, had a 15 run third inning, and three people batted three times.
And when you have a 15 run inning, and I can't, you know, and we played some pretty good baseball when we were here, and I don't remember, I'm not sure I remember ever having a double digit inning in, you know, on those two teams that went to Columbus. So that's pretty impressive to put 15 of them on the board, and you get kids that bat three times and in the same inning. And
now our friend Troy Holman, he made the he made the first out and had a chance to make the second out, but he got hit by a pitch.
Well, and, you know, a lot of the people that listen,
he thought he might be able to get all three out.
No, and again, I played a lot of softball, and there's a lot of people in this town that love their beer league softball, and they hang out. There's two things. If you strike out, you have to, it costs you a case of beer.
Yep.
And if you make two outs in the same inning, it costs you a case of beer. So, so when you talk about that, and when we used to laugh, the guy, you know, we had some bad rounds all the time playing the summertime and even here. And if the first guy, like in Troy's situation, he made the first out, you know, we would say, hey, give Troy a chance to make two outs in the inning. You know, that's like, you get on. So, you know, let Troy make the next out. But
he probably is going to have to buy pizza since he's a freshman.
Not that any of the Holmans would ever drink a beer anything like that. But
I think he was the third. He was the eighth batter.
Wow.
And he made the first out.
Wow. And, well, and again, you know, that's a testament to how good Fort Recovery baseball has been under Jerry's watch. And again, Jerry had a couple tough years early getting it going, you know, and I think back to those teams. I mean, Big Fee's not here, but again, Cody was part of that team. And, you know, those guys, they played some good baseball. They were just outmanned. And they, you know, again, guys that hadn't played a ton. I mean, they played growing up, but they didn't put as much time into it. Mm-hmm. And once Jerry got guys that became a lot of baseball first guys, and, what's the last time that we didn't win a tournament game? And every one of those games has been at home. Yep. You know, since they went to that format of where you play at home, Fort Recovery's had a home game and they've won every year. And that's probably been, you're probably 10 years in a row,
I
would imagine.
A long time, I think.
Yeah, and it's cool. I mean, because, you know, again, that downtown venue, the Fort has a nice venue back there. You got to come in on the driveway. And again, you can cheat it. We were laughing about it. Alexis said, oh, you can come in through the housing development if you want to. But, but again, if you want to drive back there, you got to come in through the road. And God love me some Cheryl Winning. You know, Cheryl's always been she had to always be the bad chick at the gate that was, you know, getting her $6
out
of you.
She didn't have to do that this year because all the tickets were online.
Oh, that's right. That's a good call.
And you couldn't have, so they had no person standing there and no table and no tickets. What? But Renee Evers was going around and she would
Well, and this is going to show my, you know, I'm starting to become that guy. You know, I'm 53, and so you're starting to become that grumpy old dude.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that says get off my lawn. But we Curtis T. Hobbs, he is a junior at Fairlawn, and so he's throwing the shot, putting the discus, and so we had to go to Mechanicsburg, you know, the only good thing about Mechanicsburg in my book right now is they wear purple. Okay. Yeah. That's the only good thing in my book. And again, Mechanicsburg is a great little town. It's got a lot of Fort Recovery about it, but I'm still a little salty. So we had to go there for a track meet, and that's the first online tickets that we had to buy. They would not take money at the gate.
Yep.
You had to buy online tickets. It cost $8 for an online ticket. So Carol and I both had to get a ticket, and they charge you $2.79 for a processing fee. So it cost $18.79 to get into a track meet that we were there for 40 minutes watching Kurt throw the shot in the discus and went home. So needless to say that I wasn't a huge. And here's the only other thing too, is they had a concession stand and they did what? They took money. So it was like, you know, it's like, hey, how can we do this? And but again, I know that it's...
Yeah, and our concession stand takes money.
Yeah.
State of Ohio just will not allow.
No, and it's, I know, and that thing. Don't shoot the messenger. But I told the lady at the door, I said, this is not your fault, but I hate this. This is terrible. You know, and the other thing was they had little kids out measuring the shot puts in the discus, and they were reeling the tape in every time. And if you're a track person, you're listening home, you know what I'm talking about. It took about an hour and 15 minutes to run one heat of shot put and discus.
Wow.
And it was brutal. So, you know, so again, the only thing I'm happy about Mechanicsburg right now is they wear purple. So, you know, but so go back to baseball. I mean, again, congratulations to Jerry's team. I mean, they move on and now play the Crestview Knights. And
Crestview
that's a team.
Tomorrow night. Yep.
And that's a team. You got to go to Crestview. So it's going to be tough to go there and win. And they've had the same coach for about 100 years.
Yes.
And he does not like him some Fort Recovery because Fort Recovery has done too much beating of the Knights over the last 10 years, and nobody beats the Knights, you know, on a regular basis. And Fort Recovery's done it.
In tournament, we beat them in my memory. I'm thinking we beat them 3 out of 4 times over the last 10 or 12
years. I would tell you that I think that it going back to about 2016, I think the Fort's about 10-2 maybe against Crestview, and that was, I mean, I think we beat them. Mm-hmm. 2 years in a row, we swept the doubleheader, and then Jackson Senior, we only got one game in. We went over there and beat them. So, you know, and that just doesn't happen. I mean, Crestview's, you know, they're state caliber type team, and again, coach with about
every year.
You know, I think he's been there 35 years at least, and so you do the math, and he's probably got 600 or 700 wins, and again, Jerry's had his number, and so it'll be a tough place to play. I'm sure you're going to see, you know, maybe Mr. Evers on the mound or Mr. Patch on the mound. So again, the Indians are going to give them their best. And I think if you can put a couple, you know, get a couple marks early, maybe feel good about it. Cause again, you remember, go back to that Layman Catholic game where, you know, Fort put 5 on the board in the first inning. And now all of a sudden, you know, it just makes your pitcher a whole lot easier to throw strikes and just, you know, reach back and get some. And so
in the second game of the season, they beat us here 5-4.
Yeah. And I knew it was a close game.
And you know, we can play with them. And, you know, last night, we've gone through a streak where we're hitting the ball and it's not falling in.
Yeah.
Or before that, we went through a streak where we weren't hitting the ball.
Well, we even talked about that 2 weeks ago when I was on the, you know, Sports Talk, that you guys were just starting to just hit the heck out of the ball, but you're hitting right at people.
Yep.
You know, and you said, I mean, you got beat, I think, the night, Tuesday night, if I'm not mistaken, maybe two diving catches in the outfield that robbed you, maybe Minster game, that saved
Might
the game,
been,
you know, in the seventh inning. So this is a team that absolutely has the capabilities of making a long run. And again, because one, you got a coaching staff that knows how to get there and what it takes. And then you got guys, you got some dudes. I mean, you know, again, it starts and ends with pitching. And so you got guys, you know, and again, you know, Dylan and Daniel that can bring it, and they're confident. And again, you get some guys that'll put a couple runs on the board and make a play or two behind them.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden you get that little, you know, little Uncle Mo, you know, puts on a purple uniform. And all of a sudden, you're pretty good. And so, again, it's going to be tough anytime you go on the road, but go to a place like Crestview. Crestview is very similar to a MAC team. If you go on the road, you're going to expect that you're going to have to be that much better. And so, you know, the Purple's going to have to go on the road tomorrow night. And again, they're going to have to make plays and get maybe a clutch or a timely hit here or there. But, you know, I'll take this team and I'll take this coaching staff. If you're in the game late and, you know, the bullpen should be loaded. I mean, you only gave up one run and, you know, and you had some guys, it was kind of became a young guy's game. Let those guys throw. But again.
Because Alex Dews came in for the third or fourth time and did very, very well. He was really good.
Well, and again, Jerry knows he's got good young kids, and that's
Troy Holman is a good pitcher.
When as you keep giving Fee a hard time, oh, this is going to be my last year. It's going to be my last year. But you know, the thing is he keeps seeing how these good young kids are, and they all love him, and he's you know, he brings so much to the table,
and he does enjoy it.
No, and he and Jerry are such good friends, and Jerry, you know, so it's just one of those things that he just can't get away from it, and I'm glad he doesn't, because he's a difference maker. And again, if Jerry was sitting here, he'd be the first guy to say that Harold Feeley's a difference maker and a guy that, again, understands the game, played the game at a high level. And the best part of Harold is he's that guy that a kid can come and vent to, and he just knows how to bring kids up, and he's not afraid to get after somebody. When you don't do what you're supposed to do, you know, he can play bad cop and get after you and rip your hind end, but then the next thing you know, he's got his arm around you, you're laughing, and you know something good's about ready to happen. So, again, be awesome to see this team continue and get a big win tomorrow night. I'm sure you're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And I think also Rob Weaver, he usually does all of our tournament games. I forgot to check with him and see, but I'm sure he will be there also. But Bob and Dave will be there. And so if you went semi-serious, you might want to listen to Rob. But
they're both as good as you get, just different, you know. And again, you got to love you some Rob Weaver. I mean, he's definitely FOT, friend of the town. I mean, he's a guy that loves Fort Recovery, and for good reason. Fort Recovery supported his radio station, and again, he knows it, he's funny because he'll laugh. I mean, Portland is his home base, you know, and Jay County is his home base. But he would always tell me, Jeff, he goes, I don't have to make phone calls to get advertisement. Yes. When I do Fort games, it's just a given. He goes, I just text somebody and they say, yep, and I'm done. Yeah. With Jay, he goes, sometimes I got to twist a few arms to make sure I get enough people to pay the bills.
Yep.
And you know the same thing. Yeah. Again, these people in this town love their sports and they love their kids and they love hearing them. And again, they, you know, Rob for so long has given a forum to people via the radio that you picked up, you know, 10 years ago and ran with. And again, it's just been, it's been a blessing and a godsend for not only for you, because it's kept you, you know, you've got something that just keeps you ticking and your juices flowing. But the people of this town, they can't get enough of Fort Recovery Radio, and it's awesome. And that's again, get a chance to hear your kids and your grandkids. And when you can't make it on the trip, you know you can flip on the radio. And that's what I told Lee Morris tonight. He said, "Yeah, Jeff." He goes, "We're going to have about 10 people over our house, and we called Grandma, and she's going to have a people. So you're going to have 40 or 50 people, and they may be listening right now." Anywhere, and it's some of the best stuff. I mean, Joe and I love doing football games, and it's awesome. And Fee and Bubba, they do the same thing. Gage, shoot us a text, and we'll throw the shout outs. I mean, it's just it's normal for us on a Friday night football game to get four or five states, to get two or three countries, okay, shooting text to us, and then getting another 10 people back in the fort that are listening. And, you know, it's like I said, it's cool. It's just, it speaks volumes not only to what your idea was and what you've made it, but also to how important Fort Recovery athletics and Fort Recovery kids are to Fort Recovery people. And that's, again, that's, you know, and then you take it to a next level. The stuff that you guys do at Christmas is off the reservation. It's just, it's stuff. Listen, I mean, best seven years of my educational life, absolutely 100% have been in purple. And so, it's one of those things that I said all the time. Well, that's what makes Fort Recovery is Fort Recovery. That's what makes, or hey, listen, folks, those things don't happen other places. And listen, you guys got to six figures this year giving back to Fort Recovery people. That stuff doesn't happen in most places, or really any place. And so that's the beauty of this town and the people of this town and the hearts of this town. And I always laughed and said, you know, the people in this town, they'll kill each other. But they'll kill anybody for each other. And that's, again, that's what it makes Mercer County special, what makes Fort Recovery the most special town in this great county. Yeah.
And what's really amazing about that Christmas show is, you know, just six or seven guys sitting around doing stupid stuff.
Yep.
And people, you know, the first year I said, Bob, people brought $17,000 for us to give away, yep. And we hadn't even decided where it was going. They just knew you guys were going to do good things.
And again, that's the trust factor, and the good vibe and the heart factor that the people of this town have for their own people and for people that are down and need something. And you know, Fort Recovery kids and Fort Recovery people know how to work and they know how to take care of their own. And that's that doesn't happen most places. It happens here. And again, this vehicle has allowed you to do a ton of things. I mean, when you talk six figures, $100,000+.
We got a couple of Venmo things late, but when I took the last set of checks to Janice to deposit, she said, "How much is it?" And I told her, she said, "Ooh, another 300, we'd have $200,000.
Peasy. So again, 200. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I mean, and that's just, and you don't know people. If again, thank you if you were one of those people, because I guarantee if you're listening right now, you probably were.
Yeah.
But the good that you did, that again, whether it was $25 or whether it was $2,500, the good that you did for somebody who needed something. And you know, and we talked about it all the time when I was principal for recovery. We always talked to kids about pay it forward, pay things forward, because listen, there will be a day when you need something and someone will be there for you. And again, that's just the beauty of this town and the beauty of the people of this town, that again, they take care of their own, and there will be a day when you need something. And guess what? Somebody will be there, and again, it'll shock the crap out of you. But
and the first year, we did it on a Wednesday. Friday, Bob Stogler and I are sitting in the studio, kind of talking about it, and the lady walks in with two little girls, and one was five, one was three, is my guess. One of them gave us $1, the other one gave us $3.04. And I said, "So did Mom give you that so you could give it to us?" "No, we saved that from buying gifts for our family so we can give it to somebody that needed it." And I was floored. No, that's the biggest donation we've ever gotten.
Then two years later,
we were donating money for her uncle who's going through stuff. So, you know, they paid it forward. Right after that, guy walked in and could see that Bob and I were just dumbfounded. He said, "So what's going on?" He was coming in to give his second $500 check, and we told him the story, and he said, "I feel really bad. I've only given $1,000. They gave everything they had." And I just, you know, just...
Yeah. That's the beauty of this thing. Yeah. That whether you gave a dollar or whether you gave $1,000 or more, that's what Fort Recovery people do. They give what they can, or as much as they can. You know, you talk about going to church and tithing. You know, listen, I'll throw, you know, love me some Garkey, the Garkey boys back in the day, Mike, Michael and Derek, and you know, and Rob and his wife are, as good a people that will give it back. I mean, it was automatic that Rob Garkey gave me $1,000. And again, I'm shouting him out, and whether he likes it or not, Rob, it's too bad if you're listening. Allison Rob would give me $1,000 every year, 10 $100 bills. And he said, use this how you need it. I trust you. Whether it's on school fees or whether it's for somebody to pay something down or to do something, or, you know, God, remember the kid that came home and lived with me for you know, 6 weeks, and we tried to get him in a, we got him an apartment, we did all this stuff. I mean, that's the kind of people, you know, the Rob Garkeys of the world. Again, Rob Garkey's worked his tail off to be successful.
Yes.
And he never forgets where he came from, and he gives it back. And, you know, those are the kind of people. And Rob Garkey is just the name I'm using right now. He could be about another 1,500 people in this town, you know, that are willing to give. And so, again, how cool was that? And, you know, kind of we got sidetracked, but it's a good sidetrack. And
not much about sports, but that doesn't matter.
No, so what time's the first pitch tomorrow night?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, first pitch. And, again, you could hear it both either way. If you want to turn on the real radio, that's not going to hurt anybody's feelings. Radio Rob's as good a man as there is. But my choice, like, as much as I love Radio Rob, I will be listening to Fort Recovery Radio on the Tune It In app and listening to the mayor, who's God rest is wherever he is right now, making a live squad call, you know, getting things. So again,
their meeting was at 7, and he said, I don't have a good feeling that this is going to be less than an hour.
Yeah, and then Big Fee will be in the first base box, and maybe we'll get a little chance for him if he gets out of his awards banquet tonight. But Bubba and the mayor, we'll bring it to you tomorrow night from Crestview, home of the Knights. And we'd like to make it the Knights' last game of the season tomorrow night and keep the Fort Recovery Indians on the way back to Columbus, which would be cool if they could make a crazy run. And they're capable. They've got the guys. And like I said, I trust this coaching staff. But listen to it tomorrow night, first pitch. Again, you can hear it on WPGW on your FM dial, or you can listen to Fort Recovery Radio. So tell you what, let's take a break, and I'll text the kids, and maybe we can get them on a little early tonight, since we don't have Fee and the mayor here yet. But again, if you want to shoot out a question, you can call the Hastings Auto Sales Hotline anytime you want, and Spence will answer that, 937-310-2781. And again, we're brought to you tonight by the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
The tickets for all of the Indians baseball tournament games will be sold online only. There will be no tickets available at the gate as in years past. To buy your tickets, go to OHSAA.org/tickets, then select baseball, then cold water, then get tickets. Tickets are on sale now. Please pass the word so none of our fans get shut out of the games. Again, there will be no tickets available at the gate for any of the baseball tournament games this year. All tickets must be purchased online at OHSAA.org/tickets. Our friends at New Knoxville are holding a special fundraising event featuring former Buckeyes and NFL linebacker and Big Ten Network broadcaster Joshua Perry. The event will be held at the Galleria in Salina on Saturday night, June 12th. Doors open at 4 and dinner will be at 6.
Besides their guest speaker, Joshua Perry, there will also be live and silent auctions and a 50-50 drawing. The fundraiser is to help raise funds for their Raising the Barn 2.0, which is a school expansion project, including a new gym. Tickets are available by going to their Facebook page, The Barn 2.0, and clicking on the link. Here's a great way to have a fun night with former OSU linebacker Joshua Perry and also help our friends at New Knoxville with their school expansion project, including their new gym. Saturday evening, June 12th, at the Galleria in Salina. Tickets available now by clicking on the link on their Facebook page, The Barn 2.0.
It'll be easy. We'll make it fun.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And welcome back, Sports Talk with Bub and Fee. We were minus Bub and Fee. Now we're only minus Bubba.
We're only minus Bubba.
We actually, you know, I was told that the mayor was going to be here tonight.
Yeah, what about the mayor?
Well, the mayor evidently had a hot meeting. I know. Feel bad for the guy. I mean, but you know, he evidently they're bringing Life Squad to Southern Mercer County, which I said is huge.
Really?
Because I'm probably going to be the guy that's going to
need that, baby.
Absolutely. So if the mayor gets a Life Squad that brings me back to, you know, I'm all about it.
That's good. As much as I'd like to see him.
And,
yeah. So that's been controlled by the county.
Yeah.
And so there's things that don't work as well as they should with that. So I think when they put it on the ballot back in, I think it was November, very recently anyway, it passed by 80% or something like that for it to be locally controlled with just the three townships in the southern.
Well, and that's smart.
Three or four, whatever.
People in this neck of the woods love them some local control. So when you get local control, when you can do that, it's good stuff. And you can get the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely, with us now, Big Fee. And he just got back from his athletic awards night.
Everything went good.
We talked a little bit right before you came in, and gonna get a phone call here in a minute, so you'll hear the phone ring, and Knox Morris and Natalia Taylor gonna give us a call, and we'll get to interview them from Nashville. But we talked a little bit about the ball game tomorrow night, the big game. Going over to Crestview to play the Knights, and that's a team that you lost 5-4 to early.
Good game.
And I think you guys are playing better now.
I think so. Yeah.
Obviously, you put a 17 on the board the other night.
Yeah, that helped a little.
Well, we laughed. And you've been there since the jump. I told Spencey, I'm not sure I remember a double digit run inning during the whole run.
No, I don't either.
You know what?
I don't either.
You know, maybe the biggest thing we had, we might have had an 8 or 9 run inning in the regional finals. Remember, we put about nine on the board when the big boy hit a home run over the bomb.
Yeah, we did go big.
We might have put 9 on the board because it was like 13-1 or 13-0 at the time. And so, but that, again, congratulations to baseball team. Big win last night against the Ada Bulldogs, and they hit the road tomorrow night, and again, be a big one.
I'm looking forward to it.
We said before you got there that coach doesn't like him some Fort Recovery Indians too much, because not too many teams have had as much success against Crestview as the Indians. Again, losers this year 5-4, but that was early in the season.
Early in the season.
Right now, we're playing a little bit better. Now, I think you got a full set of arms tomorrow night. I mean,
yeah, I think we're good to go.
Who goes first?
Patchy's going to go first.
Okay.
So he went against him the first game, and it was his first time he ever pitched, so he was a nervous wreck.
And Daniel's pitched a ton of innings on the road. Yeah, so I think he's looking
forward to a rematch here, too. Right. So should be fun.
Yeah, so we're probably a little earlier than we thought, but we're going to get a phone call here in a few minutes. Knox Morris, Tri-Village grad. And again, if you see his picture, I guarantee you that you'll remember him. His girlfriend, Natalia Taylor, both from Nashville right now. Knox moved to Nashville, and they are going to come up, and they're going to be openers for...
They're going to do a little singing.
Absolutely, for the Country Jam, the King of Ohio Country Jam. And
there's somebody.
And that is probably the Hastings Auto Sales Hotline.
Yes, it is.
Love that.
All right, here we go. I'll see if I can get my computer there. Here we go.
Hastings Auto Sales Hotline. Jeff Hobbs in Sports Talk Radio. Who am I talking with?
Hey, this is Knox.
Knox Morris, boys and girls. And he is a Knoxville or Knox, he is a Tri-Village graduate. What is this about 17, 16 or 17?
16.
And, you know, Knox, we you know, the people for recovery, they like you. I mean, they like you. But trust me, if they met Natalia Taylor, they're going to love her.
They love her.
I mean, listen.
I absolutely agree.
How are you? I'm good. So joining now in Nashville, Natalia Taylor and Knox Morris. And Knox is a Tri-Village graduate. So, and trust me, Knox, I told you on the radio and people that are listening here in Fort Recovery and beyond, because our listening audience is broad. But let me help you out. Everybody in New Madison, Ohio is listening tonight, because I talked to the principal. And Harold, let me tell you this story first. And yeah. I already told Natalia, but you've heard this story before. But so Knox is playing golf against my son Jackson, little Tri-Village against Fort Recovery. And
yep.
And you know, I'm going to go on a limb here and say Jackson's just a little bit better than Knox. But Knox had more fun than anybody on the golf course. I mean, the guy never stopped talking. Exactly. That's the truth. Am I telling the truth?
That is absolutely 100% true.
All right. So we're walking, and you're not really, as you know, again, I'm the administrator in charge, but I'm also a dad. So yep. He never stopped talking. He talks all the time, and he's talking to me. And so he finds out that I'm Jackson's dad, and he finds out that I'm also the principal. And then I find out who his dad is, and Lee Morris is the middle school principal at Tri-Village.
Yep.
And he said, "Hey, Mr. Hobbs, did you ever have to have that talk with Jackson about, you know, your dad's the principal, so you're not allowed to get in trouble?" And I said, "Yeah, we've had that talk, Knox, and a couple of times when he's been in trouble." And Knox, you want the truth now. So the Spanish teacher calls the office, and this is probably Jackson's sophomore year. And she says, "Hey, I'm sending somebody up to the office." And she's like all nervous and upset. I go, "That's fine." And so I hang up the phone, and my secretary walks on and goes, "Just as long as it's not Jackson Hobbs." Well, guess who it was, Knox? It was Jackson Hobbs. It was. And so we had that little talk, the same talk that your dad had with you a couple times. And again, you were a little bit on the ornery side. But now talk to us. I mean, let's go to Natalia first. Natalia, Nashville, tell us where you're from originally. You're in Nashville now. And again, I told the people before you came on that they can get your music on Apple Music, and you got an EP, and you got some songs that I love, and they're going to love to hear and see you. But where are you from, and how did this country music bug get in your ear?
Thank you for that. I am from Knoxville. Well, I'm from Maryville, but Knoxville is the easy answer because most people know where that is.
So are you a are you a Volunteer fan? I mean, was your mom and dad Volunteer fans?
I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
Oh, unfortunately says not. I mean, so Knox, I mean, are you trying to get a little Ohio State Buckeye in there? I mean, are you trying to, you know, to sway her in some direction?
So I'm actually, me and my family, we're all actually diehard Kentucky Wildcats.
I knew I liked you a lot. Yeah, that's Neil Spencer, Knox. He's the radio station owner. He loves him some Kentucky Wildcats.
Too, man.
So that makes it even worse then. I mean, that this relationship, I mean, a little orange against blue. Ooh. I mean, that's dangerous.
Hey, you're absolutely right. I've gotten her in a couple of Kentucky Wildcats shirts, so
I've got a couple.
Yeah. All right, so tell us, close to Knoxville, go Natalia.
Yeah, from Knoxville, I moved to Nashville pretty much right after high school, and I went to this college called Lipscomb for a little bit.
Yeah, David Lipscomb.
Study abroad. Moved back, and then I dropped out because I was spending a lot of money when I knew what I wanted to do. So I dropped out of college, and now I'm living the dream, as they would say.
All right.
So how'd you get started? So did you just start playing? And, you know, you see the people that sit on the sidewalks and play, and you go to the bars and play. Or how'd you get started?
I mean, I feel like it's a cliche answer to say that I've been doing it my whole life, but yeah. Like, I guess my earliest memory of like actually doing music was five, I think, and I put Jesus Take the Wheel on cassette tapes and gave them to my family for Christmas.
There you go.
That's big right there. Hey, trust me, and when you make it big, because folks, first of all, she's a cutie, and she's really good. Yep. She's going to make it big. I mean, she's going to hopefully pull Knox along. Knox, hopefully she takes you for the ride, because, I mean, you know, she's way cuter than you, and she's got way more talent than you. But, you know, when she makes it.
I agree 100%. See, I try and tell her this.
See, Fee, I mean, see, you know, you're talking to two guys right now that have been married for 30 years. So, I mean, he's saying all the right answers right now, even before, yes, Natalia, whatever you want, Natalia. So we got the 5-year-old cassette tapes. I mean, and those are going to be autographed and they're going to be worth a lot someday. But so take us from there beyond five.
I really just kept doing it. In high school, I didn't really like go out and hang out with friends. I would just stay home and play my guitar because that's what I like to do. And I actually wasn't even planning on going to college, but I ended up giving it a shot and then didn't like it. And that's kind of how I ended up here.
But it was still good for you. I guarantee you there's some things that you learned musically, and you're doing some things as you, I'm sure you were studying music and doing some things that way that have again, for sure, made it easier for you on the road and doing what you're doing now.
Oh, yeah. And I got to take advantage of the study abroad program while I was at Lipscomb. And so I got to live in London for a few months. So,
that's cool.
Wow.
That was really, really
cool. So now, did you get to play music in any pubs in London?
I actually didn't. We were not allowed to bring instruments, but it was really cool to see kind of the music scene over there and how everything works compared to Nashville.
So how long were you gone? Were you there for like a semester, or how long were you in England?
Yeah, we were there for 3 months. So the beginning of September to the end of November.
So that about kill you. No guitar, no instruments for, I mean, that's big time right there. I mean, as much fun as I'm sure you had, and it was a great experience, you're probably like, holy cow, I get the shakes not being able to play your guitar.
Honestly, it was a nice break because I got to come back, and then I was like, there's more than college right here. So then that's when I dropped out and started networking and trying to meet people doing the music thing in Nashville.
Which is cool. I mean, again, and I guarantee you guys, and I've gotten a chance to talk to their manager, Wes, and their agent, super, super guy, easy to work with, and he's fired up about these young kids, and he knows that they have star potential written all over them. So let's talk Knox. Knox, again, I know that there's a gaggle of folks that are wearing red, white, and blue that are listening right now to you because I told Dad how to get online and do it. Talk to these people because these people, whether they know you or not, they know, and we said it before you even came on, that Neil said that, you know, Tri-Village and Fort Recovery have a lot in common, two similar communities that love their kids, love their sports, and, again, have the pride. I mean, again, patriot pride of red, white, and blue, same way as the Indian pride of purple in Fort Recovery. And so talk about your rise to, again, through school, through your people, and again, actually, Spencey's got a nice picture of you guys on stage at Nashville. Again, where's that picture? Again, you guys both have guitars, and what's it say? Oh, something saloon. What saloon is brother?
Can't see.
Oh, was it Nash House? It had to be Nash House.
Yeah, it is. It's Nashville. That's a great picture. And again, so you can see Fee's looking now because he's blind, but he can see.
I'm pretty blind.
Natalia's really cute.
She is cute.
And Knox is goofy. So, I mean, you know, so.
It's a perfect match.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
It's a perfect match.
Yeah.
You're goofy.
I know. It's
kind of like us.
Exactly.
There you go.
All right, Knox Morris, talk to us. Let's talk Tri-Village and growing up and being the principal's kid and how this evolved to being in Nashville.
Man, well, I'll tell you what. I'd like to start by anybody that is from New Madison that is listening. I have to thank them, and they will forever have my gratitude because back when I started playing in front of people probably right when I graduated high school, so I was probably 18 years old was when I started like really playing in front of people. Mm-hmm. And I have to thank everybody that came out because I've seen videos from that about 2 years that I was playing. I played in front of people in Dark County and around the area for about 2 years, and I was absolutely terrible. But for some reason, everyone said that they said, Knox, you can do this and you're good. And if it was not for them, I would not be living in this amazing city now. And so anybody that has ever came out to watch me and support me, especially way back then, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that and how much it has actually meant to me because, like
And all the people listening, Knox, people that whether they do or don't know this kid, this guy has got personality personified. I mean, he's easy to love. And again, Natalia, we give you a hard time, but he is easy to love. He is a neat kid. And so, again, all those people, and again, the they love you, Knox. And so I'm sure they appreciate that. So keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, you know, playing music has been just like one of the coolest things because I went from, you know, as you know, when you and I met, I was in the middle of playing you know, golf and playing basketball. And honestly, I didn't have any idea, you know, I would have never in a million years thought that I would be living in Nashville, Tennessee, writing songs for people or, you know, coming and playing shows still. And so to make that transition from being somebody who, you know, played basketball and did all this stuff to like, hey, I'm going to try singing songs. Let's see how this works. And for people to like actually take that seriously and to actually support something like that, which is very different, you know, a lot like it's not a very common thing, especially in Ohio, I feel like, for people to just say, you know what, I'm going to start playing music and see what happens. And so, you know, like I said, without people telling me like, yes, you can do this, man, like it's an honor, and I'm very grateful. I'm just very grateful to be in the position that I am now. I'm sitting here in Nashville right now. I'm sitting in my apartment. I got a dog now, and you know, just to think that I would be in this position is just it's awesome, man. I love it.
I tell you what, it had to take a lot of nerve to go from little Madison to I'm heading that way. I'm going to Nashville, and I tell you what, I have a lot of respect for you. That's a big move.
I appreciate that, man. I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what, the scariest part about it was my father, 110%, because growing up, education was something that was taken very seriously in my house, and, sure. You know, once I decided, I was like, you know what, I'm not going to go to school anymore, I'm going to go write songs. At first, like, you know, that took some convincing because
it probably didn't go over real well.
Exactly. It's about like that talk. Hey, you're the principal's son. You can't get in trouble. The principal's son. You have to go to college. Exactly. So, you know.
Exactly. For sure. But like, you know, just like, you know, having to finally go home and be like, all right, guys, I think I'm going to drop out of school and I'm going to start writing songs. At first, I think, and they'll never admit this, but I think my parents thought I was crazy. But after a while, and, you know, finally just doing it and, like, moving to the city and showing, like, hey, like, maybe this is something I can do. I think I got them on board for sure. And that was definitely, but it was different. It was a change from, you know, living, my parents own a little farmhouse out in Arcanum. And, you know, growing up there for the last 7 years and then moving, you know, getting thrown into the middle of this city where I have all these people that are trying to accomplish the same thing that I am. Mm-hmm. It was very, very nerve wracking, but like in a good way. Like I was very excited for the challenge that was ahead, you know. And I still every day there's a new challenge and there's new challenges every single day, but that's all part of it, and it's exciting thing.
Well, let me tell you, Knox, you've got him on board now, because I've talked to your dad twice, three times now, the third time tonight in this process of trying to figure out if we could get you to Lima, Ohio on 4th of July weekend. And folks, these two, Knox Morris and Natalia Taylor, Knox is a local, and Natalia is he's lucky that she allows him to hang out with her. She's coming, she's making the trip too from Nashville, and they're gonna be open the show on the King of Ohio Country Jam 4th July weekend, and that'll be July the 2nd, Lima, Ohio. And again, a chance, you could go to Eventbrite, and where you can go to the Facebook page for King of Ohio Country Jam, and it'll take you right to Eventbrite, and you can get your tickets, $15 and $20. You cannot beat it. It will be an unbelievable show. You're going to get four acts that night. Caitlin Schmidt and The Move, who are, again, right here from Coldwater.
Very good. Yeah.
And again, people love them, and then you're just going to fall in love with Natalia and Knox. And, you know, Knox, talk to us a little bit, because, you know, when Jackson walked in, and honestly, this is a true story now, before when I got involved with this derby thing and then this whole country concert thing, Jackson, he came in and we're sitting there watching the game, and I'm one night, he says, hey, you remember Knox Morris? And I said, Knox Morris? He goes, yeah, Tri-Village. Remember I played? Yeah, okay, boom. Now again, the stories just jump. You know, oh, he's the principal's kid. Yeah. So he goes, he's in Nashville playing music. And I'm like, you know, Jackson's big country music guy. But again, Jackson loves him some Natalia Taylor too, just like everybody else. But I mean, you know, mm-hmm. he tolerates Knox Morris. But so he plays your music for me. He plays a couple songs, and I'm like, man, he's good. And then so again, it was his job to try to get in touch with you when we started doing this thing, and he dropped the ball, you know, like most 22-year-olds would do. And so I had to make the call, and I called the school, and they said, well, hey, you want to talk to Lee? I'm like, yes, I want to talk to Lee. So I got a chance to talk to Dad, and Dad put me in touch, and then I got to Wes, and so eventually got to you guys. But again, July the 2nd, it will be King of Ohio Country Jam, and these guys will be there, and they'll be on the stage, and they're going to play ahead of Clark Manson. And again, I don't know whether you guys have got a chance to get on and listen to some of Clark's music. Clark's really, really good. You're going to love him. He was on the show with us 2 weeks ago. And again, it was funny because he's two little kids, a 5-year-old and 3-year-old, boy and a girl. And mom is a nurse, and she works 2 shifts a week. And the 5-year-old was jumping on the bed.
Bouncing on the bed,
and he was hitting off the walls. And Clark is like, I am a horrible dad. I mean, my son's bouncing off the walls. He's drinking Mountain Dew. He's supposed to be in bed by now. And so, but you guys are going to love. And he loves you guys. He actually, because once I told him that you guys were on the bill, he started doing his own music search and checking you guys out. And he's actually worked with Caitlin before because they're from the area. But he loves you guys. His music, and he's fired up about coming. And so talk to us about how folks at home can listen to your music and give them a little bit of background. That's how you go first on your music. And again, I told you, I've played it for the people in my the Triple D Entertainment folks for the last two rows. We've been on road trips, and we played your music, and they loved it. So talk about your music, where people can download your music.
Yeah, you can get my music really anywhere that you get your music is where you can get my music. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, all that stuff. And then to connect with me, definitely check out my Instagram. It's just Natalia Taylor, but I love getting to chat with people through that. That's kind of how or where I'm most active. So.
Yeah, but that's TAYLAR for phonetic folks, and Natalia Taylor. So TAYLAR. And Natalia, actually, we love again. I played for them Bad at Breaking Up, and so hopefully Knox is stay smart and he doesn't have to worry about that song. But and actually, you'll laugh now. There's one of the ladies that works with our company. We go on the road to all these derby shows and sell merch and do stuff and meet people and getting ready for our show. And the little girl that went on the trip last week, she's newly divorced. And so I said, hey, I said, you know, Shelby, you're going to be able to listen to this song. And I turn around, she's bawling. I know. So that's how good, you know, and then, but then, so then I play her, you know, the movie song, you know, and she was smiling and loving it. So, you know, so we got a little bit of both ends.
Oh, that makes my heart happy.
Yeah, so Knox talked to, and actually Knox, you know, I give Knox is more, got a little more of the indie pop sound. Mm-hmm. You know, he can play some country because I've actually, Knox, the first time I got a chance to watch some of your online, you know, your live stuff on Facebook, your Facebook live stuff when you were doing a ton of covers and stuff, and that'll be part of the show. These folks, they'll probably play a set early and they'll play some of their own music because that's what people want to hear and they want to play. But then late, if people want to just sit around and drink some beers and hang out and listen, they'll play a ton of covers. So talk to people about where they can get your music the same way. Again, the one song that you have where you do the singing with the rapper, that's probably your most famous song. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, sir. So I was lucky enough here in Nashville, you meet a lot of people. And I became very good friends with the two guys that sang. So that's a song called Cold.
Yeah.
And I actually met two guys that are two of my very close friends. Now, I met them about 2 years ago. It's Zach Smith and Danny G, he goes by. Yeah, man, we wrote that song Cole. But yeah, basically you can find my music pretty much in the same place as Natalia's. We got both of our music all over Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, literally any place that you can possibly find music. If you look us up, you will find it. But yeah, pretty much Cold that's probably the biggest one so far. But there's a lot of cool stuff coming. I have an announcement that I get to make. I have a lot of stuff coming at the very end of the month, and I'm so excited. I'm not allowed to share it yet. I wish I could. I'm like on my toes about it. But in the next couple days, I'll have some stuff to tell you guys. And hopefully by the time I get up to Fort Recovery, I'll be able to, talk more about that and play some of the new stuff. So yeah. I'm very excited.
How can people follow you? What's your Instagram and Facebook stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So just Knox Music. Instagram is the best. Instagram's the best one to, if you ever want to reach out, connect, anything like that, Knox.music. But then on Facebook, Knox Music Official, all that stuff. TikTok even, Knox Music Official. Yeah, all the socials that you can think of, just Knox Music, and you'll find me.
Yeah, and again, the Natalia songs that I had, Make the Movies Jealous, great song, Bad at Breaking Up, really, really good stuff. And guys, you've been awesome. We're fired up. We can't wait to to get you to Lima, to the King of Ohio Country Jam, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I know, again, people are proud. They're excited. They can't wait to get you in Knox. And again, I know it was probably tough for a principal's kid to tell his dad and mom that he wasn't going to college, or he was dropping out of college. He was going to go write songs. But again, I think right now you two are on the fast track. And again, love talking to Wes, your manager, and he's just totally giddy about having you guys under his umbrella. And Knox, tell the people you love them back home one more time before we let you out of here.
Hey, absolutely, guys. Everybody listening, thank you guys so much for supporting Natalia and I. Seriously, you have no, like, words will never be able to describe how much it means to us, because none of this happens without people listening and people like you guys supporting us. So thank you guys so much. And also, shout out to the greatest parents in the world. Thank you guys. Lee and Robin, I love you guys. Thanks for not cutting my head off.
Hey, and the worst thing is, now this dude has got a serious head of hair now. I mean, he's getting, you know, because back in the day, he had some short hair. I mean, you know, you look at his promo pictures from back in the day, and now he's you know, and you're getting around Natalia. I mean, that's probably, you know, you got to do something to get be a little cooler. But
there you go.
Exactly. I'm going to be a little cooler.
There you go. Right. Also, you guys, I just want to mention that this is being recorded, and you can go back and listen to or download it in the FortRecoveryRadio.com archives. So it'll be in probably in about an hour or so. It'll be in the archives, and if you do want to download or go back and listen, and it's available for you guys and anybody in the public. So.
Sure, glad to get to meet you guys, and I can't wait to see you on July 2nd in Lima. And good luck.
Hey, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for having us.
Loved it.
All right. Well, before we let him out of here, Knox.music, and that's KNOX.music. And you can go to Instagram or to Facebook and check these folks out. Natalia Taylor, NATALIATAYLAR. And they are both in Nashville right now. Really proud of you guys. We're fired up. We can't wait to get you to the King of Ohio Country Jam. And that will be July the 2nd. They'll be opening up for Clark Manson. It'll be a great night, a great show. And again, bringing Natalia home to OH. Finish it for me, Knox. OH. He's going to say Kentucky. There you go. He's going to say Kentucky. Thanks for joining us, guys. We look forward to talking to you. We'll talk to you. I'll Natalia, I'll shoot you a message or two here in the next week or so.
Heck yeah, awesome. Well, it was good talking to y'all.
All thank right,
you
guys.
So
hey, yeah, thank you guys.
Take care and tell Wes we said thank you.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys soon.
All right. Yep. See you guys. We'll take a break. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. They were just calling us on the Hastings Auto Sales Hotline. You can call us too. 937-310-2781. Brought to you every Wednesday night by the Wayne Street Market.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. America Lanes, 375-4274.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 7:15 a.m. for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone, 7:15 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio.
And welcome back to Sports Talk.
Back at it.
Got the voice of the Indians, Big Fee, in the house. No Bubba tonight. And we thought we might get the mayor, but we might still get him late. He's at a life squad
he's
meeting.
He's so, never
Big Fee just got here late, and he was at the spring sports banquet.
Sports
tonight.
Banquet. Yep.
We so had a few. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Had a few awards. Jerry went through everything. We got five seniors that are
that I win
hanging up this year. Neil, you got shut out again.
He didn't say senior citizens. He said seniors.
Seniors. There it is. But I think our batting average went to Ryan Post. I think he ended up about 366, something like that.
First team all league.
Who else? Our pitcher of the year was Daniel Patch.
Second team all league.
And defense went to Kobe. Kobe Wendell only had one error on the whole year.
It's impressive.
Very good.
Follows footsteps. I mean, again, that's you got a lot of footsteps to follow there. Because big brothers could pick it a little bit. And again,
absolutely.
Kobe had a nice year. I got a chance to see him hit a bomb at Lehman.
Yeah, so. I asked him what was his favorite memory, and that happened to be it.
That home run was kind of neat.
Give
me a little Dave Barker.
That was pretty good. Yeah. It was pretty good.
A little back-to-back action there.
Yep. Our Indian Award, we ended up, we had co-Indian Awards to Dylan Evers and Daniel Patch.
That's good. Again,
that was very good. Yeah.
Dylan Evers had a great year. Could have been your pitcher of the year as well. I mean, he really had a nice year. And again, both those kids. I mean, those kids are baseball first guys.
And Jerry kind of made it. You know, he made it. You know, the reason Daniel got it, his is he works 6 days a week, and he's just working to be a baseball player. He's working his butt off to be his baseball player. And Dylan is the kid that had the success this year, and you know, he played every sport, and you know, that's the kid you gotta put hats off to him too.
100%. You root for those guys, and you know,
in a small town, you gotta have them.
And I think it's gonna be great that Daniel's talking about going back and playing basketball.
I hope he does.
And your dad's a basketball guy at heart. And,
yeah, I think
I mean,
so too.
He's going to help the program. I mean, and so, but again, baseball first guy and hitting the road and traveling and doing a lot of things. And
I think our last award was most improved, and we gave that to freshman Riggs Toby.
No,
Riggs kind of got. We kind of talked him into. He didn't want to leave his buddies down there on the JV team, and he said, "I'm not really a catcher," and he really worked hard and did a nice job.
We talked about it before you came on. I mean, you know, you keep saying last year, but those young kids, they need you, and Jerry needs you, and so again, they're fortunate to have you, and the future's bright. I mean, there's some good young players,
good kids,
and again, you don't want it to end. We talked about, again, tomorrow night, first pitch, 5 o'clock, you can listen to Bubba and the Mayor, or you can listen to Radio Rob. Pick your poison, but they're both good, but tomorrow night, they go to it'll be hopefully nighttime. Go over to Crestview and send them home. That'd be a lot of fun to keep this thing rolling.
I'd like to get it about 4 runs that first inning again.
That's exactly what we said. It makes it a whole lot easier to throw strikes when you're up 4 or 5. And I just harken back, and every time I get on here, again, you get giddy when 2 chances to go to the state back-to-back. When your seniors graduate and you're still playing baseball, that's a lot of fun. In towns like this, you know, again, those seniors, they might like to party and have a beer or two because they've earned it, you know. But you know, those 2 years, those kids – they stayed on the
straight.
They did. 100%.
They knew we had something big.
What was the most important thing was going to Columbus, and I'm still looking at Derek Bax. And I remember at graduation talking, you know, I said, hey, I got some seniors over there. that are going to stay doing things the right way because they're going to Columbus to play baseball. And we were in the regionals then,
You
know, and we made an unbelievable regional run, at Wittenberg to get to Columbus. So how cool would it be to keep this thing rolling?
And it's one of these teams that, you know, we're 10-16 right now, and
I don't want to play. I don't want to play. You're dangerous. And like I said, there's a coach at Crestview that's done it for 40 years and about 700 wins, and he does not want to play the Fort Recovery Indians. Mm-hmm. So, again, thanks to Knox Morris and Natalia Taylor for joining us tonight.
Two great kids.
I mean, they are on the rise. Knox, again, as we said, Tri-Village graduate, and Knox, K-N-O-X dot Music, Knox.music. If you want to follow him on Instagram or Facebook, and Natalia Taylor, NATALIATAYLAR. If you want to follow them, and again, both kids have some good music. And you heard Knox say he was kind of giving you a little lead out that he must have an EP or an album, something coming.
And there is
the Hastings Auto Sales Hotline, and that's probably going to be Dustin Woods. Hastings Auto Sales Hotline. Who am I talking to?
He's talking about Dustin Woods.
Dustin Woods, boys and girls. He is the president and owner of Triple D Entertainment. And check his hat out, Big Fee.
I've seen this.
Triple D Entertainment. I would give this to you, but this is the black model that
it's the hottest
thing going. I mean, there are just next to none of these left. I mean, I can get you the gray, I can get you the green, I can get you.
But those sound pretty nice too.
Actually, you know what? I mean, I'm going to blame the guy on the radio right now. Again, Dustin Woods calling in. He was supposed to remind me when we went to Pennsylvania, to Stoneboro, Pennsylvania, to the Hardcore Derby. Mm-hmm. At the Great Stoneboro Fairgrounds last weekend, he was supposed to send me a 4X, an X, and an X to bring because I knew I was going to be on the radio this week.
Oh, yeah.
And we were going to be pumping up Triple D Entertainment and the King of Ohio Demolition Derby 4th July weekend. And Dustin Woods dropped the ball, boys and girls. Come on, Woodsy.
That's what happens when you don't do something. Remember we talked when we got there, hey, I need to get you those T-shirts, and we... If you don't do it right then.
I will give him some slack that he actually did say, why don't you put him in the truck right now? Put him in the van. I said, nah, we'll just get him. We'll get him at the end of the weekend. Yeah. I want to make sure we got him. We need to sell him. So he's right. He did say that. All right, I'm going to back off a little bit. Woodsy, talk to us. Again, we're getting a little closer. I mean, we're July 4th weekend, 2-3-4. Yeah, we just had Knox Morris and Natalia Taylor on, and just talk to us about what's going on. And people that are still signing up late and things that are going on right now on the website.
Absolutely. So we're 6 weeks out. Very, very exciting. We got a lot going on. We're going to close our online store, you know, to buy tickets and all that stuff about 2 weeks prior to the event. So if you want a ticket, you need to get on there and get a ticket for that, you know, real soon. But also, you know, Hobbs, as you know, we're running the deal. If you buy a pre-sale ticket online for the weekend, you will get into the concert for free on Friday night. Going to be an amazing, amazing deal. And, hey, I mean, you're going to be there anyways. Might as well get in for free and enjoy some...
Makes sense.
Country music.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. I mean, Clark Manson headlines that. We had Clark on 2 weeks ago, and then we get Natalia and Knox on this week. And hopefully, knock on wood, we're hoping that we're going to save Mercer County for last and get Caitlin Schmidt on next week because Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee closes down for the year at the end of May. Once school gets out and once sports get over with, they take the summer off. So, again, probably only a couple more weeks of being on the radio, maybe three, and to give you some more time. Dustin, talk to us about, you know, obviously we've hyped the big deal. I mean, the partnership with Jegs and, again, Jegs High Performance and, again, bringing Jegs to the Derby world, how special that's been not only for you but also for the Derby world as a whole because it's kind of the great white whale. They've been chasing those big sponsorships that NASCAR and NHRA have had for years and what it means for you to get this done.
Well, it means a lot for Triple D, but most importantly, it means something really, really big for the drivers of Demolition Derby and the sport of Demolition Derby. I mean, Jegs has allowed us to offer a discount program of 20% off almost all products on their website, which is just incredible. You know, this program was unique to motorsports or high performance motorsports in the past, meaning it was a very limited amount of people that could get their hands on this. So this is something that we did open up, and Jegs allowed us to open up to the Derby World, which is, you know, tens of thousands of guys that have the opportunity to sign up to it before that.
Yeah, and if you're to be a little, give a little bit more light to that tunnel, and what Dustin's talking about is the Jegs and the Triple D Entertainment Insider Package, and you can go to the website, which is TripleDEntertainmentLLC.com, and you can get on there, and there's packages for as low as $49. You can sign up, and you'll be a Jegs insider, and again, as you get the same deals that like the NHRA and a lot of the folks even at the NASCAR level, they're using through Jegs to get 5 to 20% off. And I mean, think about it, Harold. You know better than anybody sitting in this room what car parts and parts cost. Oh, and so, you know, a guy who's building multiple cars a year and spends $5,000 on parts. If he's getting 20% off, you ain't the sharpest guy in the world.
Absolutely.
20% off of $5,000 is a K. It's $1,000 that you could turn $49 into $1,000 savings.
Pretty
and
quick.
For some of these guys, they build multiple cars every year. Yep. And, you know, and heck, oil alone that you're running, you could save $49.
$49 fast.
And that's pretty cool to be able to not only bring Jegs to the Derby World, but also to be able to give things back to the drivers. And Dustin, talk about that. I know that your motto is, you know, built by the drivers for the drivers. And that's something that, you know, when you started this thing with Triple D, you were all about, because you are a Derby driver yourself. What can I do to make things better for the Derby drivers?
Absolutely. And when we started this, we had one goal: to organize the sport of demolition derby, right? And we wanted to do it our way. And there's, in the past, about 20 years ago, there was a program called DENT, which was kind of the sanctioning body of demolition derby, in which demolition derby made it to TV. And it was on ESPN. It was on Speed Channel. But they kind of got away from the true derby guy or the niche sport that we were. And when we built this, we wanted to make sure that we did it our way, you know, or the derby way, I guess, to speak on that. It was just very, very important for us to establish this for, you know, built by the drivers for the drivers.
Yeah, I mean, Big Fee, do you remember when Dent had and there was Derby on ESPN?
I think I remember a little bit of that. Yeah. I mean, I think what you're doing is awesome. I mean, I think, like you said, you're making it, it's going to be fun for all your drivers, and everybody seems to be pretty professional about it, so it's going to be fun to see.
Well, and again, I know I'm biased, but I've only been a Derby guy for like 6 months, and, you know, and being able to go on the road with Dustin and see this stuff firsthand in the action and how intense these guys are, how hard these guys work. And again, I'm preaching to Harold, because you're talking about a guy who's had a wrench in his hand for the better part of 40 years. You know, the passion and the drive. These guys, I mean, Dustin will talk about it. One of the things we're doing is we're going to impound the cars. After, you know, if you're making onto the feature, you're going to pound your cars, and everybody will be on a level playing field.
Because
these guys are nuts, Big Fee.
Yeah.
They'll stay up all night working on their cars. I mean, Dustin, talk about that. I mean, you have a blowtorch in your hand and until you fall asleep.
And absolutely, these guys will. They'll fall asleep under their cars. I mean, seriously, that's how crazy these guys are. They'll change an engine. They'll change a tranny, rear end. I mean, that's nothing for these guys to pull off in a night.
So you basically you impound the vehicles, and then everybody gets 5 hours to do it, or however many hours you decide, okay, now you can go work on your cars and get them ready.
Correct. And the whole premise of our event is to crown the King of Ohio, and I think if you're going to be the King of Ohio or the champion of anything, you've got to be flawless throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
And you can't make mistakes, and if you get hurt real bad in your heat, or you have engine troubles or something, it may just not be your year.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why we're limiting those guys to that, because, you know, we do want to create a fair playing field and make sure that these guys, you know, are on their A game.
And like you said, it's going to take a good amount of luck to get this done, too. I mean, just like you said, if an engine goes bad, you're done. You know, it ain't nothing you did wrong. Stuff happens. You know, that's what happens.
Well, and we get, we did, yeah. And you heard me say we went to Stoneboro, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And
over the weekend, and I'll let Woodsy tell a little bit more of the story. But how we, and this is what the Derby is right now. We were on, there's two TV stations, so they're still on two TV stations. They're on one called Track Shot, which is free, and then they're on one which is actually coming to the King of Ohio, which is Derby Tees TV, and they are, you have to, it's almost like pay per view.
Yeah,
you got to buy it and to watch it. But both are good. Both just totally different. We called a one of the heats. Dustin and I got on because he gets sponsorship through Track Shot.
Yeah.
And so we're calling a heat. And a 16 and a 17 year old Big Fee go against the men, the big boys. So they actually, their cars were, and I don't know how it worked out. Maybe Dustin will tell you a little bit more, but their cars were too good for the youth division.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, boys, if you want to run, you're going to run against the men. 16 year old wins it. 17-year-old finishes third. Talk about that, Woodsy.
Yeah, and that was the first time those guys have ran against the big boys. It was just super exciting. Hobbs, I mean, we called the action, which was really neat. I mean, we kind of labeled those two guys early just because they were young cats running against the big dogs.
Yeah.
And we followed them all the way down to the end. I mean, these guys were working together,
and it was a man-sized heat too. I mean, you had some big names from Western Pennsylvania, which are again right on that Ohio line. Mm-hmm. That you know, Dustin's known his whole life. A guy named Mad Mike, who is a 30-year Derby guy, who is one of the best.
Yeah.
And these guys, and as Dustin was just getting ready to say, the 17-year-old and the 16-year-old, they obviously did a little team and said, "Hey, boys, let's stick together." And they laid the Malachi crunch on a couple of guys. Yeah, and next thing you know, there's three left, and those two guys are in it. And a kid named Ricky Furster, first time ever against the big boys. Dad's been, again, lifer. These young kids, you see, that's one thing it would be very cool to you, Harold, is that you see these young kids growing up in the garage with their dads.
Yeah.
And these two guys have been growing up building cars and now driving cars. And actually, Ricky Furster is on the spectrum. He's got a little bit of autism. Great talker, great out there. And Dustin will laugh. They were on Track Shot live afterwards, and he went down to the track. Both these two 16-year and 17-year-olds dropped F-bombs on live radio, which was cool as heck. But
it was wide open. They dropped it,
and we're laughing. We're laughing. Ass. We're still on the radio. Yep. So it was good.
So Dustin, tell me now. You're talking about who's the big dogs, and how you become a great driver? I mean, is it putting the car together? Is it the actual driving that day, or what makes you the best guy?
Well, there's a lot of things that go into that. Like with anything, there's a lot of talent involved. Mm-hmm. And when I talk about talent and in the Derby world, you got to take calculated shots. Okay, if you're going to take a car out, I mean, you need to hit it in soft places. Okay, yeah. So tires, wheels, front tires, back tires. You never really want to go nose to nose, or like what we say, like ass to ass. You never want to hit cars in hard places. So there is some skill involved in that. And as Hobbs has got to see, I mean, sometimes you got to turn it up and turn it down and turn it up and turn it down as the pace goes, on the track. And all those things, I think, in my opinion, make a good driver. Now, ultimately, with the King of Ohio, we're trying to create and find out who the best driver is.
Who is the best?
So we're making these guys with our format go after each other, like basically in groups of three, and have to beat two other guys. So really unique, but to the Derby world, but not to sports. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, Tom Brady last year had to play Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's just how it was.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was electric. Of course, we wanted to see it. Right now, the Derby world, that doesn't happen. The best of the best don't really go at each other. And I tell you what, come the 4th of July, they're going to have to.
They're going to have to.
Well, and kind of to piggyback with that, in a good segue, is what Dustin's talking about. Most times, Harold, you'll have 15 cars in the heat, and they'll run it down to three, and they'll move on to the feature. So, if you're in the same, you, me, and Spency and Woodsy are all in the same heat, guess who's going on to the feature? All four of us, because we're going four against the others, and we're going to get our guys through. Without now, you're against two other people, blind draw. And so you got to take those two out. And once you get those two out,
you're done. So you don't have to take shots. And you know, what Woodsy talked about, because I was, you know, again, we're biased because we're from Ohio. Mm-hmm. But you get against these guys from Pennsylvania and from Illinois and from Michigan, and I'll say, hey, Ohio driver's the best. And like, no, Ohio drivers are sandbaggers. You know, sandbaggers. And you know, what they mean is, just what Dustin said, Ohio drivers take calculated shots. You know, you'll see tire shots. I mean, you'll see guys just breaking tires off. Yeah. They get their back end, their rear ends to a perfect set spot, and they roll them down and roll those trunks down. So they're just, I mean, they're like hammers.
Yeah.
And they're backing in, and they're just breaking tie rods off.
So if you get to, let's say you got four guys left, three of them get to go on. So you kind of want to just play around out there.
Yeah, you know,
rather than make a big shot and say, okay, well, I'll take this guy.
And that's where we go. You know, the track shot radio or track shot TV, they got their name because a track shot, it means that I'm going 40 miles an hour from end to end and I hit you as hard as I can hit. And listen, yep. I've been to about 5 events. I've seen some. I saw some on Saturday night. But guess what? When you go track shot, what's going to happen to your car?
Yeah, you're going to get beat up too.
You're laying the wood to somebody, yeah. But you're doing, and we saw.
You're doing damage.
The Mike that we were talking about, Mad Mike, he gave a guy two shots and almost put him over the wall. Well, guess what? His whole front end was mashed up clear into the motor. Yeah. I mean, it ended up knocking himself out. But, you know, and usually guys that are of that caliber, they're a little smarter. They take their shots, and
that makes sense.
As Woodsy would say, calculated shots. Yeah. I mean, you're taking tire shots, and so because we've seen some of the, you know, these guys from Utah, and they're just nuts. I mean, they go out there, and the heats last about 3 minutes because they're out there just
pedal to the metal,
and they got fast tracks, and they're out there going 45 miles an hour, just crushing each other wide open. You know, and you get guys from Ohio, and they're just a little smarter. They're just finding the ways in the track. They're backing in, breaking tires off, and taking shots where they know, you know, they're knocking out radiators. And you know, when your radiator goes, guess what? You don't have a whole lot of time left.
Hey, I
mean,
speaking of that Utah stuff, Hobbs. I want to mention, you know, just to give you guys an idea of how far or how close the derby world is to being on the mainstream here is, you know, there's some guys out there that have some works, something in the works in which they filmed a documentary and they plan on selling it to Netflix. So this is happening like in the next like couple weeks here.
And actually, when we were in Pittsburgh at the Derby Expo, we got to see one of the, it's almost like a reality TV. They made it, but it was unbelievable. It was really good. And they had some guys that we've seen, that I've seen on the road. I mean, Don Santel and these guys that I mean, what's the guy's name that we met the other night that you're friends with him that went out to Vegas and took on two or three of the best guys in the country?
Pete Hansen.
You say names, you'll say Don Santel, you'll say Pete Hansen. There are four or five guys that are like Earnhardt and Petty and those guys. Nice. And he went to Vegas on TV and took, and it was 3-on-1. He took out all three of them.
Got rid of all of them.
And he won the big prize in Vegas. So, you know, so good stuff. But was he talk? I think is there an event at Jay County this weekend?
Yeah.
Yes, there is. There's an event. It's a benefit derby. And for some very good families over there, Barnett's, with Barnett Towing.
Yeah.
One of those guys had came down with a disease and not sure how bad it'll get. But I know, you know, you definitely don't want any type of disease that is going to be life changing. And we're going to be over there this weekend. We're going to be supporting those guys. We'll have our T-shirts. We're going to give $5 of every T-shirt sold over there to the cause. So if you're not doing anything Saturday, I know action starts at 3. They plan on running 6 or 7 classes. And stop by our Jag tent.
Yeah, it's awesome. Again, and I thought that was going on and we were going to be there. But yeah, so you big yellow Jag's high performance tent, get over there. You heard it right here that Triple D Entertainment giving money back, and that's probably about half of what he makes on T-shirts. So that's pretty cool. Back to the cause. And I know that, again, Dustin's hosted some events over there before, and it's a good venue.
It is
a lot of good people from Eastern Indiana and Western Ohio that they're going to come over there and hopefully again raise a lot of money for a great cause and something we talked about before Fee got on here. I mean, Woodsy, how about this now? Fort Recovery Radio's Christmas show, and I think I've told you this. They raise out and they raise money and give it back to, you know, to Fort Recovery people. They just hit $200,000 for this year. They had some late checks and some late things. How about that? Is that crazy? $200,000. No,
that's exactly what we said.
That's exactly what it was. $200,000 going back to Fort Recovery people and taking care of people that need it. And, you know, and we talked about paying it forward. And that's what, you know, Woodsy's doing, Triple D Entertainment, again, giving back. And, cause again, he's a Mercer County boy, Salina boy, and taking care of people that, you know, will have taken care of him. And, Woodsy, again, give us one more shout out here before we let you go, the website and a little bit more, one more time about, the King of Ohio.
Absolutely. If you're looking for some action, July 4th weekend, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, we have a concert going on Friday night after the action to kick off the weekend. You can find all that information on DDEntertainmentLLC.com, and we hope to see you there.
All right, and you can also, again, one more time, Jeg's High Performance is one of our partners in crime, and you can go onto that website and you can get the insider deal for $49, and there's three sets. You can get more things, obviously, for more money, but for $49, you can get 5 to 20% off everything you buy. And Woodsy hasn't said it, but again, big thing is, Jeg's is going to have their own derby page. If you've ever been to the Jeg's Auto site, they're going to have their own exclusive derby drivers page, which is going to have derby drivers things on there. And again, that's all stuff that Dustin started. And so again, 2, 3, 4 July, again, get on there. You can go to King of Ohio Country Jam on Facebook. And again, those tickets are available still. Eventbrite, again, for $15 or $20 for reserve seats. You can't beat that. You're going to hear some unbelievable music from locals. And that's what's going to be cool. And then you can come over and see the derby. And again, as Dustin said, this weekend, the benefit derby at Jay County for those families. And stop over to the Jeg's tent and pick up a Triple D Entertainment shirt. And $5 of those proceeds go to the family and give them money back. So, Woodsy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for calling again, Dustin.
Sure, we'll get a chance to talk to you before it goes. But Triple D Entertainment, LLC.com. Go on and check it out.
Thank you, gentlemen. And make sure Hobbs gets you those shirts.
You betcha, buddy.
All right.
Thanks, Dustin.
We'll take one more break and we'll come back and shut her down. Thanks to Woodsy for calling in on the Hastings Auto Sales Hotline here at Fort Recovery Radio. And as always, brought to you by the Wayne Street Market.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you this week. In their deli, they have Cooper Farms Honey Roasted or Smoked Turkey for just $5.99 a pound, sliced any way you like it. And Eckrich Bologna is only $1.99 a pound, sliced your way. Packages of Eckrich Smoked Sausage, Original, or Cheese are 2 for $6. And it's time to start making plans for your graduation parties, so get your party trays and chicken ordered now. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. Our friends at New Knoxville are holding a special fundraising event featuring former Buckeyes and NFL linebacker and Big Ten Network broadcaster Joshua Perry. The event will be held at the Galleria in Salina on Saturday night, June 12th. Doors open at 4 and dinner will be at 6. Besides their guest speaker, Joshua Perry, there will also be live and silent auctions and a 50-50 drawing. The fundraiser is to help raise funds for their Raising the Barn 2.0, which is a school expansion project, including a new gym. Tickets are available by going to their Facebook page, The Barn 2.0, and clicking on the link. Here's a great way to have a fun night with former OSU linebacker Joshua Perry and also help our friends at New Knoxville with their school expansion project, including their new gym. Saturday evening, June 12th, at the Galleria in Salina. Tickets available now by clicking on the link on their Facebook page, The Barn 2.0.
And welcome back to Sports Talk
with
Bubba and Fee. And we are minus Bubba, and that's always a win sometimes. I mean, you get Hobby Dog for Bubba. I mean, you know, there's people. But we got the voice of the Indians, Big Fee, Harold Feely. He joined us late. He had the spring sports banquet tonight at the fort, and thought we were going to get a chance to get a little bit of the mayor, but he's busy tonight. But you can absolutely listen to the mayor tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, first pitch at Crestview. The Knights, our Indians will be going over there and hopefully getting a dub and keeping this thing rolling. You can listen to it right here on Fort Recovery Radio, or if you want to just flip on the FM dial, you can hear Radio Rob on WPGW.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fee, before we get out of here tonight, we would be wrong if we didn't spend a few minutes in talking about one of the greatest Fort Recovery Indian fans. You know, and this is a person who came in late to the crowd. I mean, late to the party to Fort Recovery, and this person
She added a bunch to the party.
Amen to that, and bled it purple, wide open.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, we lost Kathy Galehouse this week, and what a great fan, what a great person. I mean, I talked to Dan, you know, this week, and just told him how much I appreciated them coming to Fort Recovery in 2010, which was Cody's senior year.
Yep.
And Wade was a freshman, and he just said, I never had as much fun as I had as that year, you know, and I agree with him 100%. And it was so much because those two, they came to our town, and they became part of our community
I will just remember because people. I was part of set all 7 years. That was my first year. Okay. Yeah. So 7 years, I got 7 years and beyond. I mean, it's been 12 now.
Yeah.
So I got 12 years of being friends and fans of Dan and Kathy Galehouse.
Yeah.
And listen, I love me some Wade Galehouse. I love Big Brother. But listen, Mom and Dad beyond Wade became Indians and became Fort Recovery.
Oh,
and
again, great
you're talking about Missinawa Valley people, which again is good people.
Great
but
people.
But when they became Fort Recovery, it wasn't just about their kid. It was about everybody's kid. And they came to everything. Not just what Wade did. They came to everything. And that's what's special when you join a family late. And they did. They got here late.
Yep.
They announced their presence 100%. And there was, and again, Kathy Galehouse fought this thing,
like a trooper.
And,
unbelievable.
You know, and again, you just, you don't lose people like that. Again, they'll be waiting on you. She's already got it. She just hopes that, Dan does enough good things to get there because she's up there. She's stumping for him right now.
Yeah.
You know, St. Peter's. Hey, there's going to be this guy. He's got a little hitch in the giddy up when he gets here.
Can you
please let him in? Kathy Galehouse is straight good.
And I remember Cody even talked about the first year that she came, you know, he came, they were doing their summer basketball stuff, you know, and here's Kathy bringing in bananas and fruit and all this stuff for him. And Cody's like, who is this lady? I love her.
You know? Exactly.
It's like, she's the best.
Well, and the thing is I guarantee if Cody Feely was sitting right here, he'd say, she reminds me of my own mom.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and that's what those kind of people were. They were moms and dads for everybody else, and they did and gave to other people that didn't have. And again, their son was an instant addition to the party, but you know what? They
became a huge
100%, and they had their same seats in the field house.
Yep.
For you know, even after Wade was gone, they still sat in the same seats.
Still were there
every night, and again, that's again just a testament to beyond your own kid.
Absolutely,
and again, that, you know, we've talked a lot tonight about giving back and paying it forward and doing a bunch of things, and that's what Fort Recovery Radio does.
Yep.
But that's what true Fort Recovery people do. There's been people in that field house for the better part of 40 or 50 years, and their kids have been long gone, but they still come and root for everybody else's kid.
Yep.
And again, you're not going to find better than Kathy Galehouse to do that.
Nope.
And again, loving on everybody's kid.
Yep.
And
lost one of the best ones.
You know, and Big Dan, we love you.
Yep, absolutely.
And again, to have to go through your birthday, losing the person that raised you up and lifted you up, because let me help you out, brother. You ain't a bad guy, but Kathy Galehouse made you a whole lot better guy.
She was one of the best.
So, again, then we would be remiss and wrong if we didn't spend some time talking about that wonderful
family.
Lady. And so, Big Fee, let's get a dub tomorrow night.
Yeah, let's get up there and have some fun and jump on them quick and then coast it home. And
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Sox the first pitch tomorrow night. And one more throw out, one more congratulations to Brenna Holman. She is the softball player of the year.
And well actually, deserved.
Yeah, and Spencey, before we get out of here, track still running?
Yes.
They have districts this week. They're thinking they'll get several people to the regional and maybe some to state.
Good.
So we'll probably cover that depending on
how it might
interfere with baseball and whoever gets there.
I hope it's interfering.
Yeah, no kidding. Amen to that. I mean, that means that baseball's going to keep going, but best of luck to the trackers
and
giving them some love. And because, again, track team's been awesome for the last handful of years. And they lost a terrific group of seniors last year, but there's still some kids. There's still some talent,
talent
that are going to take it to
and
the
they
district.
They have a freshman that's a
special.
His name? Travis? That's not Travis.
What is his name?
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
You got to remember, I've been gone for 5 years, so I cannot be responsible.
It has slipped my mind. But
I would absolutely know it if I did.
He's a good distance runner.
Yes, he is a stud.
But again, good luck to them, and again, congratulations again to Brenna and all the softball players, and good luck to Jerry tomorrow night. Jerry Kalp and his troops will be heading to Crestview to take on the Knights. 5 o'clock first pitch. You can hear it right here on Fort Recovery Radio, or you can hear it with Radio Rob on WPGW. Big V, get us a dub tomorrow night.
I'm going to give it a chance. We're going to give it a shot. See what happens.
And thanks to our guest tonight, Knox Morris. You can go to Knox.music, KNOX.music. You can hear his music and follow him on Instagram or Facebook. And Natalia Taylor.
Check this young couple out.
Oh, yeah. Natalia Taylor, his cutie.
Sounds good.
And last name is T-A-Y-L-A-R. And also thanks to Dustin Woods of Triple D Entertainment. And you can go to TripleDEntertainmentLLC.com. Lots of good stuff. And again, one more reminder tomorrow or this weekend, if you want to go over to Jay County and get a little taste of your derby on. There's a benefit derby at the Jay County Fairgrounds, and stop over to the Jigs. We'll be there at the Jigs tent and get anything you buy. Percentage of that all goes back to the family that is being sponsored here by this benefit derby. So, Spencey, thanks.
Yep. I appreciate you making the trip up here and helping us out.
As always, thanks to all of our great sponsors.
Getting future important celebrities
on,
and I think they're going to be big time.
Could be big time.
Thanks to all of you for spending time with us tonight, and thanks to all of our great sponsors, Hastings Auto Sales Hotline and the Wayne Street Market. They're always a big sponsor.
Bubba V, you gotta love it.
On Wednesday night. They'll be back next Wednesday night.
Next Wednesday night. We'll be back. We're getting close to about the end, so
get her done.
Tune her in.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you next week.
Have a good evening.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.